Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Now, this year saw Ireland get its best result in 24 years at Eurovision as we sent Bambi Thug. I love that song so much. Absolutely brilliant. But we're hungry for more success. And now's your chance. Michael Keely is the head of the delegation for Ireland at the Eurovision. He's on the line now to tell me how you can write and submit your song for Eurovision. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks a million for taking the time to chat to me.
No problem at all. No problem. Actually, just before we start, there's a bit of... I'm interested to hear Dua Lipa there because we have a bit of Eurovision trivia for you if you
want.
Go
on. Yeah, love it.
One of Dua Lipa's backing singers was one of our backing singers a number of years ago in Eurovision, Ciara O'Connor, and she's been touring the world with Dua Lipa ever since.
No way, that is very cool.
So listen, there's lots to recommend taking part in Eurovision.
Oh, there definitely is. So if, like, we've had the success that we had with Bambi Thug, obviously we didn't win, but we had great success in terms of where we've come from in recent times. So are we looking for something as iconic and individual as Bambi Thug was, or is there room for all manner of submissions in terms of the stage we're at now?
Well, I mean, Bambi was absolutely amazing this year, and I think the one thing that, you know, I certainly took from their participation was that really what it's all about is you need to be an authentic and true to yourself as an artist, and I think that's exactly what Bambi was. I mean, they were uncompromising in terms of what they wanted. They knew exactly what they were about, and they just went on stage and they gave it 100%.
Yeah.
So that's really what we're looking for. Is first of all, you need to have obviously talent. You need to be able to sing. You need to have a song that is very competitive because it is highly competitive. The Eurovision, it's much harder now, I think, to win it than it used to be. There's two semi-finals where, you know, everybody used to be in the finals back in the good old days. Now we have to qualify to even get to the final. So it's a hard competition to qualify for the final, and it's a hard competition to do well in. So Bambi's results coming, you know, top 10, coming number 6, given our best result in nearly 25 years, was absolutely amazing. So we're looking for the next level now, you know?
Yes, so we need to take it on again and see if we can go even higher. So if somebody is an aspiring either artist or writer, there are some kind of, I suppose, pointers as to what must make up a submission. For example, obviously, you know, silly things like file formats, everything needs to be an MP3. But things like, it needs to be, relatively speaking, the finished product. It can't be kind of, okay, I'm going to do this one on the acoustic guitar with my voice, but really I have another singer who's going to do it eventually, and then it's going to be produced.
Yeah.
It needs to be produced now, right?
Preferably, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be too strict on it, but one thing I will say is that this is a professional competition.
Yeah.
It is not necessarily a place where artists start off, you know. So if you're kind of an aspiring amateur, you haven't gigged anywhere, you haven't got your songs out there at all, this is probably not the place to start, because this is pretty much the pinnacle of international music competitions. So I would say that I don't want to put people off who are talented and want to get a start, but it's probably not the place to start, you know?
Yeah, because, makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm looking for really for artists who have experience, artists who have, obviously you need the song, it needs to be 3 minutes, no more. It can't have been released before the 1st of September.
So let me talk to me about that for a second, because is that, when you say released, is that an official release, or is that any kind of release? Like if I put it on my SoundCloud, or if I have it on my TikTok or whatever, is that released in your eyes?
That would be considered released by the European Broadcasting Union.
Okay.
So really it can't have appeared anywhere before the 1st of September.
It's got to be a secret is what I'm hearing.
It's got to be a secret until the 1st of September. But having said that, I mean, occasionally songs have kind of appeared like on TikTok or places like that before, and if they haven't gotten too much traction, they could still qualify, but it's up to the EBU to decide. So if you want to take that chance, you can, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, no, let's try and tick as many boxes as we can in terms of getting the best song and not having some kind of small loophole be the reason that the song, if it's the right song, isn't the one that's chosen. Now,
exactly,
we are 8 weeks out from the closing date for submissions, which is a good time, I think, to talk to you, Michael, because it does mean that if somebody is either the writer or the artist and they're working on something, there's enough time to get it done. There's enough time to maybe do two or three and pick the best one or whatever it would be. 8 weeks is a good length of time as a run-in to the submission date.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of people, you know obviously the Eurovision comes around every year pretty, you know, regularly. So a lot of songwriters and artists know that we tend to look for submissions around this time. Mm. So a lot of people would be working on songs already. But for people who are just hearing about it today and just thinking maybe I'd like to give that a go, yeah, 8 weeks I think is a good length of time. It also gives you a very hard deadline as well. You
know? It does, which is always a helpful motivation. As a former songwriter and producer myself, there was nothing like a deadline to get something finished.
Exactly.
I can tell you that much.
And
rte.ie/Eurovision is the info. The info's there. Is that also the place to submit?
That's where you can submit. You can upload the song there. Just the usual stuff. We want your name, obviously your details, some info about the artist, songwriting details.
Yeah.
And if you have YouTube links or anything to, you know, that you can point us to some of your work, that's also very helpful because that'll also, be a factor when we're looking at and listening to all the songs.
Of course, yeah. Everything's about it's a 360 industry now, music, in fairness. You have to have a bit of everything going on for you. So that all makes perfect sense. Michael, thank you so much. And best of luck with the search for the next Eurovision song. If it's anything as good as Bambi Thug's entry was last year, I think we'll be in good stead altogether. And it's going to be a hell of a Eurovision in May of next year.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Michael, take care. Mind yourself.
Cheers.
Bye, girl. Michael there is the head of delegation for Ireland at the Eurovision.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.